Hi, it's Marcus McCorgan. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe in miracles? Or miracles of a sort, if you will? And I'll tell you what brought this about. Last Thursday, my wife lost one of her gold sleeper earrings that she's wore constantly, 24 hours a day, for the past 30 odd years. And I alluded to that on one of my morning thoughts audio booths the other day there, that she was a wee bit, not devastated, but really upset about having lost that. It wasn't the value, it was the sentimentality, if you like, of that earring. And she'd actually hunted the house high and low, and I did the same, emptied the Hoover bag. Torches in below beds and cupboards and everywhere we could think, even a shower trap and all kinds of things. And I couldn't find it. Now, she goes up to Mass in our local chapel, St. Mary's, in our town, on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Friday morning for the morning Mass. And when she goes up there, she kneels, sits in the same side aisle seat below one of the Stations of the Cross. Every time she goes up, it's her seat. I know people who go to the morning masses, like say, the older ones that have been going for years and years, they all have their own wee plot, their own wee seat. So Mary has her seat. And it's a short pew. It seats basically two, cram three in maybe. Anyway. So she thought she may then have lost it in the chapel. So when she went back up on the Friday morning, and that's last Friday, she hunted the bench. She hunted the whole chapel, I think, because she retraced her steps going up to the Lady Chapel, saying her prayers, lighting candles. And she hunted in there, and she hunted all the way back, retracing every step she would have made in a normal morning. Asked people, no one saw it, no one saw it. And so she started to look in the shops for a replacement set of earrings. During all this time, she's been praying to Saint Anthony, who is the patron saint of lost items. So she'd been praying every day to Saint Anthony to find that earring for her. So here's a crunch. She came back down this morning from Mass, and before I could get my sentence out to say how are things this morning, just a general question, she pulled her long hair back to reveal two earrings. And I said, you didn't find it? She says, I did. And I'll tell you how she found it. And this is where the old miracle of sorts comes into play. She says she went back up this morning, as she did yesterday morning. And once again, although she's already searched in below the seat, on the seat, in the kneeler, all the cracks, she even swept her own pew area out. She does it all the time, by the way. But she swept it again yesterday morning, and when she went up this morning, she swept it out again. Just in case that it was there and she'd missed it the previous three mornings. And she went, no, it's not there. Searched everywhere, not there. So she knelt down to say her prayers. And she said, she just lifted her head to look up to the Lady Chapel. And something passed by immediately in front of her eye, dropped from top to bottom, straight down, and landed just beside her knee. Yes, it was the earring. It was her very earring. Now, that is spooky. But since she prayed to St. Anthony, since she believes that he, if you pray hard enough for anything, it will be answered. And since there is no, absolutely no logical explanation of that earring suddenly appearing, dropping past the front of her face. Because she actually said to me, I thought, in a weird moment, she thought, I've lost the other earring. But she said, put her hand up, the hip was still there. And she said, well, what was that then? And it was the earring that landed on the kneeler beside her knees. And there's nowhere that could have came from. Can you explain it? She can't. She's delighted. She is absolutely delighted this morning. And I am just absolutely gobsmacked about this whole story. I'm just going to have to tell everybody about it. But there you go. There is no logical explanation of where that earring came from, since she almost stripped that chapel to bits on three separate mornings. Even her friends had been hunting below their seats and pews and everywhere. No earring to be found anywhere. And a gold, shiny bright gold earring, about 15 centimetres across. Not 15 centimetres, of course. 1.5 centimetres across. If it had been some earring, you wouldn't have missed that, would you? So there you go. Absolutely no explanation. What do you think?